Ghana and Japan have signed an agreement for human resource development. The $1.2 million agreement is to provide support for young and promising students with scholarship to obtain master's degrees at Japanese universities. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hanna Tete, who signed on behalf of Ghana, said the assistance from Japan will also support the government to achieve rapid growth in socioeconomic development and especially in human capacity building. Here's a report by Nomi Komi and Linda Bemavo.
This is the second time the government of Japan is providing this particular grant. Last year, the same scholarship was provided to five Ghanaians. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hanna Tete, said participants will use the knowledge acquired to help in solving the social and economic development issues the country is confronted with. Madam Hanna Tete said the five will focus their studies on public health and economics. She said the greatest asset that any country can aspire to harness is the development of its human resource.
Over the years, Japan has steadfastly remained a true friend of Ghana, and this is evidenced by the award of numerous financial and technical assistance packages to support Ghana's socioeconomic development. Today attests to the government of Japan's support for the government of Ghana's efforts at achieving rapid socioeconomic development and promoting the welfare of Ghanaians, especially in the area of capacity building. The greatest asset that any country can aspire to develop and grow is its people. And indeed, we learn from Japan.
Madam Tete stated that the gesture is an illustration of the strong bonds of friendship that exist between Ghana and Japan. The Japanese ambassador to Ghana, Naoto Nikai, said the grant for human resource development scholarship is an addition to the existing scholarship programs by his country for human resource development in Ghana. He said human resource development is the key to national development. Mr. Nikai hoped the grants will contribute to the development efforts of the country.
Naomi Komi and Linda Bemavo filed that report.